The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
On to the broadcast. We want to welcome our podcast, our YouTube audience as well. Today, I want to deal with the rise of lawlessness in the last hour. The rise of lawlessness in the last hour. And why I believe what we're seeing right now is we're going to give you a more spiritual understanding, go a little bit deeper than the surface of this thing that the news shows you. So again, this is going to be our prophetic viewpoint segment for today. Our prophetic viewpoint segment today is going to be dealing with the rise of lawlessness in this last hour. Most of you guys are very aware, unless you're hiding under some kind of a rock somewhere or in a cave, you're very familiar with what's going on around the world, especially in the United States. This is where it really has exploded on the scene as the world is watching the United States actually begin to implode from what was started out with peaceful protests following what I agree with, the terrible, disgusting acts of police officers in Minnesota. Of course, we're talking about the death of George Floyd. Following that was peaceful. What started out as peaceful protest that is now transformed into what we now see across the United States of America, multiple cities, violent riots, looting, and lawlessness that has spread nationwide. And while many are focused on the flesh and blood aspect of this, many people are hung up on the color of our skin, the ethnicity, our background, our social status, our political status. I want to dig a little bit deeper today, and I want to talk to you and show you what I believe is happening and what is transpiring right now as we speak. So we're going to go, I'm going to pull up some scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, and this is what it says. We are contending, and again, I pulled this from my blog today, so this is why it says here, first off, the Word of God tells us, it actually says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we contend against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Again, this is Ephesians chapter 6. This was given to us by the Apostle Paul to the church of Ephesus, and he emphasized to the church and to us that what we're dealing with out here in the world is not flesh and blood. The arguments, the contentions, the riots, the anger, the hatred, the looting, the racism, the prejudicism, and the list goes on, the terrorism, all this is not a matter of ethnicity. It's not a matter of skin. This is what the devil wants, guys. The devil wants us to be focused on the color of our skin. He wants us to focus on our ethnicity, our background, our social status, whatever the case. He wants to divide and conquer the nation. And if he gets us, our eyes focused on that and can generate race wars or generate political wars based on whether you're the Republicans or you're Democrats or you're thus or you're that or you're this or that. Listen, the enemy's done this in the church for years. He's got Baptists going against Catholics. He's got Catholics against Protestants. He's got Presbyterians against Christians. He's got Pentecostals against Charismatics. He's got Baptists against Southern Baptists. He's got Independent Baptists against, I mean, we've got all these wars with race, wars with religious denominations, race. We've got wars with political differences. We've got all this division and strife, and the enemy is setting back and he's laughing and he's cheering this on because he understands this principle that if we as believers could ever recognize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but that we are contending against principalities, against powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Even the scripture says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. As believers, we don't take up bats and clubs and guns and this and that. You know what we take up? We take up spiritual warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God of the pulling down of strongholds. You want to see things shift in a nation? You want to see things shift in a region? You want to see things shift in cities? Watch what would happen if believers put their differences aside, depending on what denomination they're in. If they're Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, blood-bought believers, and they came together under that umbrella, under that purpose, and begin to bombard heaven through repentance, through prayer, through intercession, I'm telling you, you and I would begin to see things shift and change in our nation. And because the enemy knows this, he will contend to throw gas on the fire of what we are focusing on. And that's exactly what the mainstream media is focusing on. And that is the hate and the division and the discord and the strife and the racism and the prejudicism and all that. So today we're going to take the magnifying glass off of that, of the flesh, and we're going to focus on the spiritual aspect. And I want to home in on this term lawlessness. Listen, the enemy, we know according to John 10:10, the enemy, the thief, comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus said, I've come and that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, if we know this and we understand this concept, then we can assert now here that the puppet master that is pulling the strings of violence and destruction and murder and chaos and lawlessness that we're witnessing night after night in the cities of America, we can now know that the puppeteer, the puppet master of this is Satan. He is the one pulling the strings of this. 1 John 5:19, listen to this. I think I may have pulled this up here. No, I didn't pull this up here. But I want to show you this in just a second. 1 John 5:19. Listen to this. For we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Now that word, again, this word sway here, and the Greek means the whole world lies under the influence, under the persuasion of. In other words, if we're not born again, if we're not filled with the Spirit of God, we don't have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, we're not saved and transformed by the renewing of the Word, then we become the majority. And the majority, according to the Word of God, is under the sway or under the influence or under the persuasion or under the manipulation of the puppet master, who is Satan. All right? So again, 1 John 5:19 asserts this. It says that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. I want to give you some more scripture here. I thought I pulled this up, but I guess I didn't put the scripture up. But this is Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to read this to you because I did not put this scripture up here in my notes. Ephesians 2, or I'm on the PowerPoint here, I'd rather, but it is on my notes. Ephesians chapter 2, listen to this. And you and I, he made alive, who once was dead in our trespasses and sins, in which you and I once walked according to the course of this world. So see, this was written to the church of Ephesus by Paul. And again, John confirms this in 1 John 5:19. He says, we once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in and through the sons of disobedience. Now, who's this spirit? Who's the prince of the power of the air? It's Lucifer. It's Satan. If you guys watched our whole series we did on the origin of Lucifer, then you would understand this. And you will know that this spirit that he's talking to, or he's talking about here to the church of Ephesus, is none other than Satan himself. Satan is that spirit and that prince of the power of the air that works through the sons of disobedience. In other words, I'm going to try to make this as easy and comprehensible as I can. Those who do not have a covenant with God are those of the sons of disobedience. Jesus said they're sons of the devil. What, listen, you said, well, I'm not a son of the devil. Listen, if you are not serving God and you refuse to accept the Lord and you refuse to serve him and make him your Lord and Savior, and whether you say I'm going to do things on my own or not, you either by either willingly knowing or by default, you are under the influence and under the persuasion of Satan. And you, by definition of the Bible, you are not a son of God, but you're a son of the evil one. You're not of the seed of God, but you're the seed of the serpent. You're a son of disobedience. But when we say yes to him, when we become born again, we become the son and daughter of the Most High God. So when you've got the majority of the people that are under the persuasion of the wicked one, it's real easy to see how people are not looking through spiritual discerning eyes of what's going on. They're not looking beyond the veil and seeing the wizard behind the curtain who is Satan. They are seeing skin color. They are seeing a group. They are seeing police officers. They are seeing an ethnicity. They're seeing they're following what the enemy wants them to do, and that is put the blame on somebody or a group of somebodies and not the one who's pulling the strings behind it. See, if you ever see behind the curtain, you remember the Wizard of Oz? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He doesn't want you to be paying attention to the one who's pulling the strings behind the curtain, because if you ever pulled the curtain back, if you ever pulled the veil back, you could see who's pulling the strings, and it makes it easier for you to begin to direct your prayer and direct your intercession in the right direction that it needs to go, and that is to pull down the strongholds, and that is to pull down the veil and to pull the veil off the people's eyes. And that, guys, again, this is why we need revival. This is why we need a third great awakening in America. This is why we need to see a revolution, not a revolution of guns, not a revolution of arms, not a revolution of color, not a revolution of weapons, but a revolution of a move of God in this nation to turn and flip this thing upside down, and so that we can become the past tense that Paul talks about and not the present tense. Oh, because he said, you he made alive who was once dead in your trespasses. But come on, I need somebody today to thank God that you're not the one who used to be, but you are now a son and a daughter of the Most High God. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all would have been right down there in the streets. Some of y'all would have picked up a brick. Some of y'all would have been looting. Some of y'all would have been just right there in the middle of this if it had not been for the Lord who pulled the veil off your eyes. Listen to me, guys. I am not by any means undermining what these police officers did, and I'm not justifying it. I'm saying it's wrong. I'm saying that justice needs to be served. I'm saying the right thing needs to be done. That's what I'm saying. But I also am telling you that the enemy is seizing opportunities to work through people to carry out his sinister agenda in the earth. This is going to make more sense when we get into this. So watch this. Now that we've exposed who is ultimately behind the evil and destruction happening across America right now, let's go a little bit deeper and speak prophetically in regards to where this is leading and why it's important to be paying attention right now. In the Bible, Jesus told us that one of the signs of his coming before the time of the end and his return would be what is called a time of the distress of nations with perplexity. Y'all ever read that? If you, if it sounds familiar, it's because it's found in, let me pull this scripture up. I did put this in the PowerPoint, so I want to show you this. It's found in Luke 21:25. Here it is. This is one of the premier signs when the disciples asked, what will be the sign of your coming? What will be the sign to the end of the age? Jesus said in this passage in Luke 21:25, he says, there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars. But listen to this. He says, but on the earth, there will be distress of nations with perplexity. I want everybody on YouTube, everybody on podcasts, everybody on Facebook Live, I want you to repeat this with me. I want you to say, on the earth, there will be distress of nations with perplexity, because that's what we're going to home in on. Based on this passage, prior to the coming of the Son of Man, prior to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said that we would begin to see nations begin to buckle under stress and turmoil, distress. This is what this means. Distress, chaos, pressure. Would these nations would succumb to turmoil, distress, and it would produce perplexity. Now, it's an interesting word in the Greek, meaning mass confusion, chaos, disorder, and despair. Let me say that again. Distress of nations with mass confusion, chaos, despair, and perplexity. That's what this is talking about. What we are witnessing before our eyes right now is absolutely describing what Jesus said would be a sign or one of the indicators of the coming of the Son of Man. Something else interesting I want to point out in this segment is that the Greek word here for nation, with the distress of nations. And then we read in Matthew 24, he said there will be wars and rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation. Same Greek word, and kingdom against kingdom. The word nation here is actually the Greek word ethnos, where we derive the term ethnicity from. So Jesus is indicating here that in the last days, we would actually witness ethnos against, rise against ethnos, or ethnicity against ethnicity. Oh, I don't know how much simpler we can make it. In other words, we would actually see one ethnicity that would rise up against another ethnicity. Now, who? I want to see if you're paying attention. Who's orchestrating this? Who's behind this? Is this ethnicity against ethnicity, or ethnos against ethnos? Is this going to come because of the color of their skin? Is that going to be the primary reason? No, it's going to be because the enemy is going to seize an opportunity. Listen, the devil, this is how the enemy works. Anything that's different. Come on, how many believe you're different than your neighbor? I can point out 12 of you, and all 12 of you is going to be different. Your skin tone is going to be different. Your nose shape is going to be different. Your ears and position of your ears, your eye color, your hair color, your height, your weight, your shape, your tonal voice, everything's going to be different about you. And the enemy likes to capitalize on this because, see, he's the prince of the power of the air. So if he can persuade the populace and persuade the masses that everybody's got to look a certain part, they got to talk a certain part, they've got to dress a certain way, they've got to fit into the mold of the culture. If you're not this weight and this height, and you don't have this skin color and this hair color and this eye color, then you don't fit the part, look the part, shape the part, or be in the mold of culture. Therefore, you are you are odd, or you're peculiar. Well, I got news for you. The Word of God says that you are a peculiar people. You're a chosen generation. So I don't know about you, but I thank God that I'm different. I thank God that I've got imperfections, because my Bible says in 1 Corinthians that God specializes in choosing the foolish things to confound the wise, and choosing the unwise things to confuse the wise. Come on. He uses those things that ought to be something. He chooses those things that overlooked by popularity, overlooked by the populace, overlooked by the culture. He'll use them to confound the mighty, confuse and confound the wise, and use a nobody to use them to be a somebody to reach everybody. So that's why I'm thankful that God does not look at the outward man, but come on, David, he looks at the inward man. He looks at the heart of man. He looks on the inside of you and sees what you have potential to be, and what you are, and what he's going to make you become. So I got to get this across to you today, that Jesus said, when you begin to see a rise of ethnos against ethnos, ethnicity against ethnicity, when you begin to see nations of the world begin to buckle and be succumbed to confusion and chaos and perplexity and destruction and turmoil, lawlessness, you better know, my friend, that the eastern sky is getting ready to split, and the Lord Jesus Christ is about to make his return. So we got to go on here, but we're going to, this is like an onion. It's got multiple layers. We peeled this layer and we peeled this layer and we peeled this layer. So we're going to keep going here. Watch this. One of the identities, now what I said was, where are we going? Where is this all? We know where we are now, present tense, but what about future tense? Where is this lawlessness leading to? Well, according to the Bible, one of the terms to identify the coming Antichrist is actually called the lawless one. And this was coined by the Apostle Paul in the second book of Thessalonians, chapter 2, where he warns the church of Thessalonica that the soon arrival of this man called the Antichrist, whom again Paul identifies him as, one of the identities of him is called the lawless one. All right, so watch this. I'm going to pull this up because I want you to see this scripture. Again, we have this on our PowerPoint here that you're going to see here. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 5 through 12. Look at this. This is the Apostle Paul addressing the church of Thessalonica. Listen to what he says here. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? So he's reiterating to this audience here, again, that's predominantly Jewish people. Here at the church of Thessalonica, he says, you know now what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his masculine, masculine pronoun, meaning he's referring here to the Antichrist, that he may be revealed in his own time. Now look at this, verse 7, for the mystery of lawlessness, somebody say that with me, the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Somebody say it's already working. Somebody say it's been working. And somebody say it will continue to work. What will? The mystery of lawlessness. What is this mystery of lawlessness? I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a spirit. It's a spirit of lawlessness. It has always been here since the beginning of time. It was working in the time of Noah. It was working in the time of Lot. And it was working in the time of the apostles, and it's working in the earth today, and it will continue to work, and it will continue to escalate until we see the fulfillment of the lawless one. Now watch this. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, again, he, that's a masculine pronoun, speaking of the Antichrist, he who now restrains, in this term, he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. So Paul shifts here. Now he uses a masculine pronoun, not to identify the Antichrist, because you've got two individuals here. You've got the Antichrist, and then you've got the restrainer. I believe, again, there's going to be people with difference of opinions here. Some say this is Michael the Archangel, but I don't believe that. I believe that he's referring to the church here. Again, the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains, and I believe it's the church, is restraining until the church be taken out of the way. Again, we're not doing it. Maybe we'll do a teaching on that one day and we can break all that down, but I don't have time to do that because we're not focusing there. I want to focus on verse 8. All right. So whoever this restrainer is that's restraining the Antichrist from being fully revealed is going to restrain until the restrainer is removed or taken out of the way. Once the restrainer is removed, so we can all agree on that, that whoever this restrainer is going to restrain until he's removed. And then once the restrainer is removed, watch this, verse 8. And then the lawless one. So again, there is a mystery of lawlessness, which I believe is spirit of lawlessness. And then we see the identity of the lawless one. And then the lawless one will be revealed. But watch this. Whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. Whoa, here we go. This just confirms what I've just told you for the first 25 minutes of this message, and that is that the puppet master pulling the strings is none other than Satan. Again, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying signs and wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. Among who? Those who perish. Who were these? I just told you who they were based on the scripture in Ephesians chapter 2. These are the sons of disobedience. These are those who don't have a covenant with God. These are those who will be deceived, and they will perish because they did not, listen what it says here, because they did not, I'm in verse 10, 2 Thessalonians 2:10, right here on your screen, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Come on, guys, you know what the love of the truth is, that you may be saved. And that is John 3:16-18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his only begotten son in the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And those who are perish have been, those who are condemned or have been condemned already because they did not accept the love of the truth that they might be saved. That's what it says. That's what John 3:16-18 says. That's what 2 Thessalonians 2:5-12 tells you, that when this lawless one, the Antichrist, is revealed, those who will be succumbed to deception will be those who have willfully chose not to receive the love of the truth, and that is to be born again and to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And listen what it says in verse 11. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So this is what I want to show you guys. Watch this. What is important to point out, and this is where I want to close, before the lawless one makes his grand appearance in the earth, the world has to be conditioned for his arrival. And this is being done with the spirit of lawlessness that is being unleashed in the earth, especially in America right now, to prepare the way for the Antichrist. Remember, and I always use, you guys have heard me say this, John the Baptist came as a voice crying in the wilderness to what? To prepare the way for the Messiah. He came to prepare the way, and then he got out of the way. this, come on, the spirit of lawlessness is working in the earth to prepare the way for the lawless one. And you say, well, I don't know about that, Brother Ricky. Listen, there's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is that it's only going to get worse. Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, that which was is that which shall be. For there is no new thing under the sun. Therefore, if we, again, pay attention to the writings of the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, pay attention to what Jesus said. Jesus told us, as it were, past tense, in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be, present tense and future tense, in the return of the Son of Man. The Bible, listen to this, the Bible tells us that in the time of Noah, the entire earth was filled with violence. Read it sometimes. It's in Genesis, it's in the book of Genesis. The Bible says the whole earth was filled with violence, and God was grieved and he repented that he created man. Therefore, he found Noah, who found grace in his sight. He told Noah to build an ark for the saving of his family, and that he was going to wipe out the earth of a catastrophic flood. He would start over with Noah and his family. But don't miss it. Prior to the judgment, are you listening to me? Of water, the whole earth was filled with violence, and there was a remnant that was walking with God. And Jesus said, as it were in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be in the return of the Son of Man. That tells me that prior to the coming of the Lord, the predominant population, the predominant environment of the world is going to be filled with violence. But there will be a remnant. As there was then, there will be a remnant today. Are you listening? Come on, are you some of that remnant that's listening to me today on podcasts, on YouTube, on Facebook? Are you seeing what Brother Ricky's saying today? Are you seeing the violence that is growing? It's expanding. It's increasing. It's multiplying like birth pangs. Violence is beginning to take the earth. There's no fear of God anymore. Look at television programs, sitcoms, the way parents act, the way the children treat their parents, the way children talk to their parents, school systems, et cetera, goes on. Violence is covering the earth. No new thing under the sun. I believe it's safe to say that this is going to continue and continue to grow in greater intensity and cover the earth before the coming of the Son of Man. But I've got good news for you. And that is this, that Paul told us in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that we're going to see this mystery of lawlessness play out. We're going to see the spirit of lawlessness keep using willing vessels that are not serving God, that are not right with God. They're sons of disobedience. And they, remember the Bible says the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. They're going to be used by the enemy. They're just pawns in his big chess game. Why? Because this spirit of lawlessness is preparing the way for the lawless one, for the Antichrist to make his arrival and make his appearance on the scene. That's the bad news. And more bad news is the majority of the world is going to be deceived by the lawless one. The majority of the world is going to be succumbed to lying signs and wonders and deception of unimaginable proportions. Remember, Jesus said, wide and broad is the path that leads to destruction, and many be that go into it, but narrow and wide is the way unto life, and few be that find it. Everything I'm telling you today is Bible truth. But here's the good news. In 2 Thessalonians 2, Paul said the Lord is going to appear out of heaven and consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. So friends, listen, we've got some bad stuff happening. It looks like we've got the distress of nations with perplexity. We've got lawlessness abiding. We've got, it seems like the world is losing its mind. It seems like the fear of God is just falling by the wayside. It seems like all these things are happening. But I leave you again with the good news of the gospel of what Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2, that come on, this is all leading up to the Lord Jesus Christ returning out of heaven to destroy the brightness of his coming, the Antichrist that is soon to take seat. But I got good news as well. Luke 21, 28 says that when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. So guys, again, this is End Time Headlines. You can find us at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. We want to bring some information up to you right here, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. This is where you're going to find us. That's going to be our main website. You're going to see that come up there on your screen. If you'll go there and subscribe to our main website, you can follow along with us there. You can subscribe to our daily digest. You'll get that where you can keep up with our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, such as what we just did today, our prophetic viewpoint. Many times we do series, we do messages, we do updates. Sometimes we just testify. I just talk about what the Lord's put in my heart, a devotional. But if you want to keep up with all that and the podcast and everything, it's on there on our main website. Again, I want to encourage you to download our free app. This is free. You can download this free app. It is available on Apple iTunes. It is available on Google Play. It's available on Android and Apple. It is absolutely free. You get the app. You get all the news and headlines right there in your hand. You'll get our podcast. You'll get our videos. You'll get all the information right there, and it's free. So we want to encourage you to do that as well. Again, as always, we want to encourage you. If this ministry is a continual source of information, it's a continual source of blessing to you. It encourages you. It edifies you. We want to encourage you, if you'd like to sow a one-time gift of any amount to this ministry to help us continue to remain strong, we want to give you that opportunity to do that. Or if you'd like to partner with us, become a monthly partner. When you go right there on your screen, you're going to see where you could do that. You can go to the app right there at the very bottom of the app. When you hold it in your hand of the phone, you go to the right, or your tablet, it's going to see a place to donate. You click on that, it's going to take you to a page, and you can give electronically. And on there, you can either a one-time gift, or you can become a monthly partner, or you can give by check or money order. And you can do that as well. And the physical mailing address is there on your screen for now. Again, this is temporary because this will change, because our ministry address is going to relocate from Indiana to Georgia. Guys, probably by the end of this month of June. So again, but right now, if you'd like to make a check or money order out to the ministry and be a blessing, you can do that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312. And that is Clarksville, Indiana, 47131. So as always, guys, we appreciate you taking the time out today to listen or watch this message, however you may be watching live or by the rebroadcast. Again, thank you guys, all of you listening on podcasts, watching by YouTube, watching by Facebook Live. We're going to be signing off today. We'll probably be back on here on Thursday with another prophetic viewpoint, a devotional word, or a message. We will pray about that, whatever the Lord puts on our heart and shows us what I feel like we should deliver, then that's what we're going to do, because we are spirit-filled and spirit-led, and that's what we do. So we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you then.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.